Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, for job seeker and savvy business people alike, this is an important next segment. We've got Paul Balow. He's CEO of Phone Interview Pro back on the East Coast. Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, by the way, a couple days early.
Yes, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all the above.
All the above. Very good. Let me introduce Paul. He's the founder and CEO of Phone Interview Pro, which is a service for job seekers who want to perfect their telephone job interviewing skills. After recognizing that the teleview interview is often overlooked in the job search process, Paul created a 250-plus point evaluation system, previously non-existent, quite honestly, in the career services industry. He then wrote the book, The Essential Phone Interview Handbook, and as a result has been featured in such media as USA Today, Forbes, U.S. News and World Report, CNN and Money.com, Yahoo, Hot Jobs, Monster.com, AOL, CareerBuilder.com, and of course now he's going to add Circles of Change to that list. And with the expansion, though, of the technology, specifically face-to-face virtual meetings via the internet, Paul just released here in December his second handbook guide called The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, Lights, Camera, Skype. It's the first of its kind, covering everything you need to know to conquer this important phase of the job search that's affecting more and more candidates. And as I mentioned, really the book offers insights to all of us that need to set up ourselves in a little bit more effective way to do the digital business meetings. So I'll be very transparent. Paul's world now actually blows my cover because, you know, here on radio, I can have a bad hair day and it really doesn't matter. But, you know, that's going to be short-lived. But I think the other side of it, I go back, Paul, to the 90s when PictureTel was the standard, right? And we would do those video conferences across the world. And you're right, how people were so unmindful of the fact that they were on. Wasn't it unbelievable?
It's absolutely crazy, to tell you the truth. I was just actually, it was interesting. I was watching a TV show last night, and they had this very famous political activist on. And it was live in the studio, but they went over Skype. And this poor political activist looked so bad.
Yeah.
Poor lighting, poor camera angle, poor background. It was a complete disaster. I actually took his name down, went on the web, found his address, and I sent them a free copy of the book.
Right. Well, and in actuality, the flip side of that is when you get on the other side of cameras and are in studios live, you realize how much futzing and lights and makeup and all that stuff does cover up, quote, blemishes, right? So it's not a real-world scenario in the world of television. But if you go back to, I remember the early PictureTel days, and we were doing a major engineering project between the United States, Berlin, and Shibuya, Japan. And my colleagues, of course, as time zone challenges and all that, we're holding these calls at 2 in the morning, depending. But my colleagues that were had traveled to Japan to be in the conference room, and of course, back then, you had to sit in these tiered conference rooms, right, because the cameras weren't versatile enough to allow you that bigger view. And of course, the protocol around smoking was different overseas than it was in the U.S. And you could just see the level of fuzz in the room because of the cigarette smoke was clouding everything. And in fact, you know, when I look at your book, The Essential Digital Interviewing Handbook, some of the first things you tell folks is, number one, make sure the lens is clean on your camera. Really basic things. You're right.
It's so obvious and so common sense that people don't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always told my wife, you know, clean the camera before you take pictures of the kids, even, you know, digital pictures, because, you know, we had gone away overseas and there was a hair on the lens, and
every picture.
Had some, like, this lightning strike in the photo. So it's these simple things that are very complex and these very fine details that really bring up your professionalism over a digital interview. And when we say digital interview, we have to sort of be clear here. This is not only for job candidates who are looking for jobs. This is for anyone who has a webcam camera, from a professor to a marketing executive, even to salespeople who are now using this as a sales tool for selling financial services or even customer service. The level of professionalism has to be increased. And it's these fine tunings that will get people to say, wow, that person's really polished, really sharp over the web.
Well, and I think the other piece of it, this isn't just for the person being interviewed, but the interviewer, because in this day and age, particularly with talent competition peaking up like it is, you know, if I've got someone interviewing me and you see really lame brain things going on their side of the camera, you're thinking, do I want to work for somebody like this?
Right. Well, I try to tell people is don't worry about what they're doing. Just worry about what you're doing.
That's true.
And if the other person hasn't read the book or hasn't have sharp presentation skills over the web, deal with it. Try to be humble, but make sure that you are all prepared. And that means lights, camera, action. I mean, from having a really interesting background. And by interesting background, I don't mean you're opening up your windows and you're seeing birds fly around. What I mean is it's sort of like a nice, clean, really seamless paper is what we suggest in the lab, so that there are no distractions. And the only thing that you really want to focus in on is you.
Is you, exactly.
And I call it the triangle of love, which is the top of your head to your right, to your left shoulder. And that's the triangle of love that you really want to have a portrait of during your interviews, and even corporate executive meetings. Your line of communication is your face and your emotion and your voice. And that's really what you want coming across that line over the web.
And, you know, it's just like that first face-to-face interaction that you have someone. It's so much in the eyes, isn't it? And, in fact, the idea that if you're doing a Skype call looking down constantly or rolling your eyes, heaven help us, some people forget that they're actually live on video, you know. And,
right.
By the way, you know, if they start blinking a whole lot of times, usually it means someone's lying. So, yeah, there's other nonverbals that get communicated. Whether you realize it or not, you can run but you can't hide. You know, that happens.
You're absolutely 150% on the money. Eyes are the crucial piece to a digital interview. And what you want to make sure you do as you're conducting your digital interviews is to look at the camera, not at your screen. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky because a lot of people have dual screen. So they're actually looking at the person on the screen. They're looking at themselves and they're trying to look at the camera. That's why what we've perfected is the fact that you want to go out and go get a little tripod for your camera. Don't put it on the edge of your monitor screen. Get a camera and get the tripod for it and put it at eye level right in front of your screen. So you're literally looking at the camera. And what we also tested, which we were dumbfounded by the result, was the fact that you get a picture of the person you're talking to. So in my phone interview book, when I did the research, I recommended people getting a photograph of a LinkedIn, of the person who you're speaking to on the phone. When you're doing a Skype interview, get that same picture from LinkedIn, but cut a hole in the eyeball of the person and put your lens through that eyeball. So when you're looking at it, you're actually looking at that person's photograph face to face, but the camera's coming through.
Exactly.
And what we've seen is a significant decrease in stress. And the emotional connection has risen over 20% because they feel they're looking at that person and not this camera with a little red dot looking at them. And it becomes more of a human conversation over the web.
Fabulous. Just fabulous tips and tricks. We're speaking with Paul Baylo. His book is called The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, Lights, Camera, Skype. And you can learn more about Paul at phoneinterviewpro.com. Wonderful way you've laid out the book, Paul. It sounds like this would be obvious, but how little people pay attention to part one, which is preparing, part two, conducting, and part three, concluding. So you've mentioned some of the tips and the tricks on the preparing. I thought I would mention one of my favorites, which is make sure your dogs are in the house, not in your home office. Because my dogs, for some reason, they will be sound asleep until the phone rings. You know, they're like kids in that regard. And it's like, guys, you just blew my cover again.
That's funny. Well, it's funny, we just got a golden retriever named Fenway.
Yep.
So when I'm conducting digital interviews, I literally evacuate the house.
Yep.
So everyone has to leave the house. And I have a sign that basically says, on the air. And there is, it goes on my office door, it goes in the family room, and it goes in the kitchen, that there is a meeting online and being conducting now, and the studio is on.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, dogs, cats, birds, no sound. The only sound is my voice and your voice and my picture and your picture. But there are no distractions whatsoever.
Yep, and that's exactly, that's, and in some regard, Paul, some of that same methodology should be applied to when you're even doing telephone interviews, right? Because if anything, it puts you on as the, quote, performing star.
Absolutely. You want to be a Hollywood star with no distractions. Imagine going to a Broadway play, and then all of a sudden you hear all this noise in the background. Are you paying attention to the Broadway play? Absolutely not.
No.
So you're right on the money, Laura. You want no noise of a distraction. Now, what does happen sometimes is if you're on a digital interview or a phone interview for that matter, and an ambulance comes by, it's hard to sort of mute that sound.
That's true, yep.
So you want to acknowledge it. Yes, there's an ambulance. Mm-hmm. And if the person says, are you okay? Is everything okay on your end? You acknowledge, yes, there was just an ambulance passing, but we can get back to the phone interview. We can get back from to the digital interview. So you want to make sure that you acknowledge it and quickly move on. Don't make that incident of a sound a distraction. The focus has to be you and your skills on these digital interviews.
And quite honestly, how you deal with those kind of upsets usually telegraphs a lot of capability to the individual you're on the phone with. It actually also adds an element of humanness. It's sort of like here when we're live on the radio, if one of us starts sneezing uncontrollably, you know what? That's kind of endearing to people because we're normal.
right. You're human.
And that's right.
And that's really you want to connect on a human level. And it's very different, like, when you're talking to a person, you know, face-to-face. There's a chemical connection there, right? You get to feel them, touch them, and, you know, in that face-to-face interview,
sure,
we call that a three-dimensional interview, right? It's sight, sound, and touch. A digital interview is two-dimensional, right? You got sight, and you got sound. And then, obviously, the phone interview is one-dimensional. You only have sound. But the ultimate goal of connecting on an emotional level, which would drive your success either in the job market or in meetings, is you eventually have to meet that person face-to-face. So that is the optimum way of communicating. The closest way to get there, if you can't meet face-to-face, is a digital interview.
That's exactly.
And if it's done properly, it goes a long way. It's the best thing closest to actually being there with that person.
Well, I'm sure, Paul, you're aware of another trend that's playing out, is that now organizations are actually asking for digital resumes. So
they're correct.
Right. So it isn't just an interview back and forth. What actually I would pretend is a lot easier than you're having to go do, you know, a soundbite of yourself, unless you come with a broadcasting background or a theater on stage performance background. But that's all part of this, the way the industry, the career services industry, is shifting as well. We're speaking with Paul Baylow again. It's phoneinterviewpro.com is his site. His latest book is The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, really nicely laid out of what you need to prepare for. This is not something you should just spend 15 minutes in teeing up before you're actually supposed to make that call. And then also part two, rich list of things of conducting yourself in that dynamic scenario, and then also concluding it. Paul, tell us some of the fun bloopers that you've encountered over the years of helping people with this.
Sure.
I can imagine the classics.
In the research, it's amazing. When we built out the lab and we had people come in and actually recorded actual digital interviews, and we had people chewing on gum and popcorn. We actually had a person with a yellow boa constrictor during a professional digital interview.
Oh, my word.
And the boa constrictor, I'm not sure it was a boa constrictor, but it was a yellow colored snake that matched the person's tie. So they thought, you know, that contrast would work well over the digital interview. That was pretty funny.
What were they interviewing for? Now, if it was for a zookeeper, okay, I get it, or a reptile specialist, but what were they interviewing for?
It was for a tick. it was for a technology role.
Okay, all right.
So it's sort of the color clash, you know, between the yellow tie and the yellow snake. So it's very interesting. It's just how people are thinking.
Or not thinking.
We're not thinking. That's true, too. We had a case that I called the Phantom of the Opera, where the person was kind enough to get the lighting, or actually said, wow, I need some lighting for my digital interview, but they only lit half their face.
Their face, yeah.
So half their face was lit up, and the other half was dark. So sort of we call that the Phantom of the Opera scenario. We had a scenario where the person could be seen but could not be heard. So the person's actually holding up signs, I can't hear you, but the interviewer could actually be heard. So they were actually trying to conduct a digital phone interview using postcards.
Oh my!
So
goodness,
the person would, you know, give the question, and then the person would try to write the answer and hold it up. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Because the problem here is, once again, with all these issues, is lack of preparation,
right,
lack of understanding, lack of professionalism, and it's easy to say that neither of these people got the job.
Yeah, I would say it's a lot of frustrating situations. Well, you know, back to my fun little comment about PictureTel and days gone by, and indeed how the technology has changed. The other dynamic that played out back then, of course, is there was a momentary delay in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So both there was an audio delay, and let alone if anyone had their hand in the air and was pointing at something, you know, so you have to really watch the physical motions. Now, granted, the technology tracks a lot more real time than it did back then, but you still have to be mindful of your pace.
Absolutely. You have to be mindful of your pace, but you also have to be mindful of your mannerism. And we've come up with a way, what we call is the digital handshake. The digital handshake, when you first start your digital interview, and once again, interview for a job or an executive meeting or a sales meeting,
yeah,
is to actually nod your head, but very slowly, very professionally, very confidently, bow your head ever so slightly, never show the top of your head, keep your eyes straight, and that emotional movement, mm-hmm, has created a very positive experience on the other end of the wire, of the internet. And that person feels that, wow, this person really respects me, and that this person is actually going out of his way or her way to actually say hello and greet me. Because you really can't shake hands, obviously, over the web, right? You can't be waving as a child in a professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
So a nice, slight, very professional, very confident, you know, being very confident, just bow your head. Not, your back shouldn't be bending, but just look forward, a slight bend or a slight nod, and that's the way you're going to say hello over the web. You also want to make sure that the connections are proper. So to your point, that there isn't this big delay, right? I always think it's interesting when you're watching CNN and the person has a satellite link up. The announcer asks the questions. You wait 3 seconds, and then the news announcer responds if they're in Iran or Afghanistan. So you want to be cognizant of how your mannerisms may be playing off over the web with a poor connection, and every movement that you make could be misread.
You bet.
So what we want to make sure is that you're not rocking back and forth, your hands aren't flailing. You want to make sure that you're communicating in the digital world properly. Nice, subtle movement. Professional, calm, confident movement over the web. And once again, going back to the original comment, you want to make sure you have the triangle of love, top of your head, to the right, to the left shoulder, and that's where you should really be, have your portrait picture of looking at you, and that's the focus.
And Paul, actually, some of your comments here about bowing your head and those gestures and your other mannerisms, for those of us who've had the pleasure and the challenge of working in multicultural situations face-to-face, that these are just common tips and tricks that you know because you don't necessarily have the language and the verbal language at your disposal if you're in a multilingual situation. So wonderful to see these things actually equalizing in a variety of ways. It's anyone's game in that regard for you to be mindful and know how to do those things.
Oh, absolutely. They're so common, they're uncommon.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that people don't realize that they have these great tools in order to connect on a very human level over a digital channel. And it's these little subtleties that are going to make or break your human connection over the web.
And some people might say, well, geez, I don't even want to do the Skype interview. Why can't I just go straight to a face-to-face? In actuality, you know, with distances being what they are, you don't have that opportunity. But there's actually some things to your advantage in doing a Skype-based interview. For example, you can put cue cards and all your information up on the wall, you know, which you can't do that, you know, when you're face-to-face, right?
Absolutely. You
know, I've got a teleprompter in so many regards.
Right, absolutely. You hit it. There's a whole chapter about this, right? So as long as your cue cards are right behind the camera, you could literally lay out all your key points.
Exactly.
Right? As long as it's behind the camera, we actually recommend going to like a Staples or an office supply company and get those three, I think it's like a 3x2 huge post-it papers.
Yep.
That you rip off during conferences, and has a little bit of glue on the back. Just write out your key points and just post it right behind the camera. Make sure it's at eye level so you're not looking up, so your head's not moving, your eyes aren't moving. But you could have your whole storyboard, because when you're doing your digital interviews, you want to make sure that you're the actor or the actress,
exactly.
You're the lighting person, you're the director,
yeah.
Right? And you're also the screenwriter. And here's your opportunity to write your story. Just put it behind the camera.
And oh, by the way, if you have any elements of being petrified during this experience, then have a picture of your new golden retriever right there as well, back there, who's your coach, to soften your ability, right, to be ever more present. Well, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. A great book. I highly commend to our listeners, The Essential Digital Interview Handbook. Paul Balow is his name, phoneinterviewpro.com. Perhaps we'll have you come back, actually, and maybe do the prequel show, The Essential Phone Interview Handbook, because I think, again, the two go hand in hand. It's just a variety of the technology, isn't it, Paul?
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Excellent. Well, Happy New Year. Thanks a lot for setting us straight on a new technology, new opportunity that actually we can take advantage of. So thanks so much, Paul.
You're the best. Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.